If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and 7-fold. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And Samson said unto them, Though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And Saul said, Thus shall he say to David, The king desireth not any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my lord, then remember thine handmaid. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth unto David to Hebron, and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ishbosheth the son of Saul thine enemy was sought thy life. And the Lord hath avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and of his seed, Ahimaaz the son of Zadok. Let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, Tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian, precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth,